I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and Friday the 13th, the Buskirk Chumley Theater welcomes Joan Baez for their 08-09 series. I had a chance to talk with Joan Baez, and I asked her about making a song her own.
I think so. I mean, I certainly started off for the first 10 years or so playing everybody else's music, starting with the ballads, and I know that I probably worked with a song until I felt that it was my own, and I guess that it sounded like my own to other people. And I consciously would learn a song as quickly as I could from somebody else. I didn't read music, but I would learn it from somebody else's version, and as soon as I learned it, I would stop listening to their version until I had molded my own.
Can you mention a few things about songs that when you first heard them, you thought to yourself, I think I could do something with that, or I'm particularly attracted to that?
I don't think I thought it out that well to say that. I think it just hit some kind of core of my musical interest or ability or liking, and I didn't put it in words like, aha, this one is for me. I just started singing it. If it appealed to me, I would just start singing it and working it out.
Over the years, you've used music in a variety of ways to work with different audiences. I was curious about whether you're working with a particular song, whether you have in mind that it has a particular purpose, or whether you primarily are working with the musical aspects.
Oh, I think that for different publics, I certainly would give different concerts. For instance, I was singing, we say, in Czechoslovakia before their Velvet Revolution. It was a political context, and the beauty of the song mattered somewhat less than giving some kind of encouragement to a people. I mean, the context of the concert was very different, and some of the songs would be very different also.
I wanted to ask something a little off the musical aspect. You're a person who travels a lot, and many of our listeners do a good deal of traveling. So I wondered whether, as an artist touring, and for the rest of us just touring, if you had any special tips about those long plane flights or the difficulties in airports for us.
Yeah, I've solved it by using a bus.
Well, that sounds like a tip that all of us may not be able to immediately use, but it sounds like a good piece of advice.
Well, I think for flying, the other thing is some kind of patience and making use of the time that you're stuck there. Because if you start being impatient and wishing for something other than what's happening to happen, that's when you're going to get really frustrated.
Some of your songs evoke nostalgia. Some of them really are very forward-thinking. And I think some of them actually are just designed to be really kind of fun.
Yeah, it took me, what, 40 years or something to realize that a couple of things. That I could, on stage, be relaxed enough to have fun, and that that could be included in the music as well. I think probably being allowed to have fun, it would be possible to sing a song that wasn't necessarily designed to be fun and still keep the fun element to it so the audience felt the lightness to it.
Will you be bringing some other performers with you?
I'll have three musicians with me. I have John Doyle, who's our musical director, and he plays guitar, mandola, and sings. I have Todd Phillips is on bass, and I have Dirk Powell, who plays just about everything.
Well, we're very, very much looking forward to getting a chance to see you here in Bloomington, and we'll be looking for the bus heading in on one of our major highways soon. Joan Baez plays Friday night at 8 o'clock in the Buskirk Chumley Theater. I'm not known.